I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
You know, these days we hear a lot thrown around about our troops, our soldiers, patriotism, honoring the flag, and we reduce it to so many stupid, simple moments that we think are important. And the most important thing is always going to be taking care of the people that defended the borders of this country. And you read, let me read this to you. I'm writing this letter hoping you might be able to help me and my family. I'm a medically retired Army veteran with PTSD and a traumatic brain injury from combat. I have a wife of 15 years and two amazing special needs kids. They're 14 and 12, both have autism. One is 14, high functioning, another is 12, mid-range. And it goes on. I have spent the last 4 years in therapy recovering from these injuries, and it's been difficult to work. I served in the military for 6 years as a radar technician, and while on deployment in Iraq in 2011, had an improvised rocket explode approximately 200 feet from my location. I was medically discharged in 2015, and I'm slowly getting better. I'm now able to work, but things have been difficult. I do receive disability compensation from the VA, but it's sometimes not enough for our family to live on. We have fallen behind a few bills and we're worried about Christmas as well. Thank you for taking the time to read my letter. God bless you guys for what you do. So I started talking with Jake about this, and he was in Operation New Dawn in 2011 and an improvised rocket-assisted munition, they call him an IRAM, which gave him a pretty traumatic brain injury, which anybody who's ever known anybody who's had a brain injury knows you're forever altered and you have to work so very hard to get back. And then you add in PTSD, which is very real. Now you come home and you got to figure out, how do you make this work? How do I raise my boys who are, they're already here. Dad's away fighting. So what does he need? Well, let's find out. He's behind on his car payment. He has some other things.
He had a couple other bills, but behind on a car payment.
Jake said he had to kind of drag it out of him a bit because he just didn't want to ask. Let me see if I can get this going.
Hello?
Michael, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Good morning. It's wonderful.
Hey, so tell me, Jake said he's been speaking to you. You were in the Army for 6 years. You had joined. You were a radar technician. I'm sure I'm not getting that correct. You were there for how many years? 6 years before it happened?
I was in the military. I went through all my training, and as soon as I was done with my training, we went to Iraq. So it was right away.
Oh.
Right, shortly after I joined.
And what happened?
We were in Iraq. I served in two different FOBs, but the attack happened at a place outside Amara, Iraq, and it was a FOB called Cobb Adder. It was Gary Owen. And our mission there, during Operation New Dawn, we were basically getting everything ready to leave the country. We were the last soldiers in Iraq. I was part of the 1st Cavalry Division. And our mission at Gary Owen was basically to draw as much fire as possible so that the insurgents would leave the other FOBs alone. And so on that day, they had the improvised rocket-assisted munitions, and so essentially they welded three rockets together and packed it with C4 explosive and tried to blow up the radar that I was working at, and it hit really close. And the most crazy thing is you can actually still see the crater of the explosion on Google Maps, and it's so haunting to this day to see that.
So you, and at that moment, how, what was the injury? Obviously, it's a pretty traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
So you're hospitalized for how long?
I've been in and out of the hospital. It's gotten a lot better, but I've had like four hospitalizations, and it's just been through like a lot of intensive therapy, and mostly it's just the having to learn how to use my brain again.
Right. Well, no, that's the terrible thing with a brain injury. How did it affect you? What's the difference between the injury and after? What's the change?
The big thing is just in my cognitive ability and the connections that I could make in my brain. I still can remember the person that I used to be, but I can't be that person anymore. Being a radar technician, it was, you know, electrical engineering and very involved. And now I can't do that work anymore. It was after that injury, it's like that whole part of me was gone, but I could still remember that I used to be that person.
And I've seen it even change people's personalities.
Yes.
Like when you come home to your wife and your kids, is it different after that injury? And with the PTSD, how does it affect your relationship?
It was really different. And that was what really threw everything off when I first got back, is that I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin anymore. Nothing made sense. And when you think of PTSD, you think of like, you know, a car backfires or a firework goes off or something like that, and you hit the ground and you don't feel safe. And it wasn't that way for me. It was what they refer to as a moral injury, where you can't feel normal in your own skin anymore, where nothing makes sense anymore. And it is a form of a post-traumatic stress disorder, but it affects you differently. So, yeah, it was just finding out that I did have the PTSD on top of the TBI was
so now that
the process.
You get home, you join the military, you've got two young boys at the time, because they're 14 and 12 now. So, you know, these kids were really young then.
Yeah.
And so you realize, I can't do this job I've been trained to do. I've got to relearn my own cognitive ability, how to think my way through a problem, how to solve a problem, how to use my words again. And
yeah.
And so the VA does help you out, and they put you on some disability, but that's not much. How much a month is that?
I get about $2,000 a month with
right.
that. That's being 90% disabled.
And that's, you know, that sounds like a lot of money until you start paying bills and you have kids that are 14, 12, a wife, and real bills to pay.
Exactly.
Now,
it basically covers our rent and food, and that's about it.
So what are you behind on?
We're really worried about the car payment. We've had like doctor bills and stuff. We've all had to go to the dentist recently. So it's a matter of like, hey, do we pay the car or do we pay the dentist? And
right.
balancing the priorities and everything.
Right. So how much is the car payment?
The car payment's at $400.
Okay. Now Jake said you didn't want to ask for it, but aren't you behind on your water and your gas as well?
Yes, I am.
So how much is that, the water?
They're $180 each.
Okay. Hey, man, take a breath. We're going to work our way through this.
Thank you, Johnny.
You, a car payment for $180, $160, okay.
Yeah.
So, this is not, what are we at, $860?
Yeah.
Tell me about the kids. What, Have you got the kids anything for Christmas?
For Christmas this year, my 12-year-old son is getting bigger, so we bought him a winter coat from a thrift store, and that was our Christmas. So, yeah, we're not even thinking along those lines. We're just trying to get through things right now.
Hold on a second. Dude, it's not good enough. We argue about so many stupid things. Stupid politics, stupid ideas, stuff that doesn't really affect us day to day. And we have vets that get blown up with kids their kids don't have coats. That's his Christmas. His kids' Christmas will be the ability to stay warm as this stupid battle rages around us in the media. Well, I got that right. 860, right?
760.
But 760, sorry. I was getting a little... All right, you're on the air. Good morning.
Johnny, this is Sergeant Andrew Quintero, United States Army, retired. I got $100 for you.
You're a good man. Dude, isn't it just heartbreaking to hear these guys get hurt and struggle with words and with their emotions and everything that happens with a brain injury, and then you throw PTSD on top of that. And you know, he's still a man. He's still a father, you know?
It hit me. The PTSD hits me. You know, I've done 3 combat deployments, and, you know, just talking about it, listening to him brings all that emotion back into me. And, you know, just some rage and sadness, you know, and the things that I put my kids and my wife through. And, you know, I've been married to my wife for 21 years, and she is my rock. She has kept me strong. And this thing here kind of really hits home. So I just wanted to let him know that I got your 6, brother. And I hope other vets out there will help you out, too. I love you, man. I love what you're doing, Johnny, and I appreciate it.
Andrew, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Go by U.S. Bank. All right, let's go. You're on the air. Good morning.
I'd like to donate $100.
What's your name?
Alexis.
Alexis, why do you call?
My daughter is currently going to school to be a teacher for special needs.
Excellent. Excellent, man. You're a good person. And obviously, you've raised a great daughter. Drop that off at a U.S. bank, or you can bring it here to the radio station. Just tell them Hope for the Holidays, and they'll put it in the account, all right?
Will do.
Thank you. All right. Michael, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this is Mike. I want to donate $100 as well. I'm a retired first class petty officer of the Navy. A medical type person, so I've seen exactly what he's going through or has gone through a number of times. It always breaks my heart every time, and I just want to help a brother out.
What are the struggles that guys like he face when they come back here?
The first step is always this readjustment. I mean, a lot of the guys that I've seen at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center have to spend a year or 2 years sometimes. Their families have to try and find a way to come there and be with them and as they go with the rehabilitation, learn how to use their bodies again or adjust the prosthetics. It's always a very emotional moment. I've seen big, strong men break down and cry as their 4-year-old comes over to try and help them walk. And it always hits you right where it counts. And anything I can do to help out a brother, I always want to.
Well, Michael, how much can you help us with?
$100.
You're a good man. You're a really good man, and I appreciate you. Please take it to U.S. Bank, Hope for the Holidays, and we're another step closer, man.
Merry Christmas. You got it.
Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Midwest Rolling Thunder. We'd like to donate $500.
Excellent. That's fantastic. What? Explain Midwest Rolling Thunder for people who don't know.
We're a local Kansas City charity organization. We like to help, you know, people in need this time of year, families, children. We put on a lot of motorcycle events and rides every year. Heard this story and really touched us, so we'd like to donate $500.
Beautiful. absolutely beautiful, man. This, it just puts us where? Where does this
That's put at
us?
800, so that covers the car payment and the water and gas then.
Well, I'm going to keep going, Rick. I'm thinking maybe we take care of the kids for Christmas and get this thing ramped up a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds good. What do you guys need?
No, you've done enough, man. Just take that to U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays, and I just really appreciate you and love you and thank you.
No problem, Johnny. Thank you.
So the kids, let's get a couple $100 each for them. You know what? Let's get just get $250 each. I don't want that kid to wear a thrift store coat. Shane, you're on the air.
Yeah, Johnny, I got $200 for you.
You're a beautiful man. Drop that off, U.S. Bank. Now we're going to get a coat and some toys.
Thank you for all you do, and thank you for that soldier.
It's trust me, it's sacrifice. You just think about how much it takes and how hard he has to work every day of his life just to feel normal.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, let me get this here. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I talk soft because I'm at work. Okay. I wanted to donate $200.
Excellent. What's your name?
Becky.
What makes you call, Becky?
I was a military brat and a military wife, and been through Vietnam and Desert Storm, Desert Shield. So I know what they're going through.
Glad you're home. Stay there. Bye. Oh, I'm sorry, she didn't serve. She was in the family. Where are we at?
We're at 400 now for the kids. We need another 100.
All right. Bert, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
I got 250 for him. Hope that puts us over the top.
Well, it puts us well over the top, Bert. Do you have $250 today?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I'm just. It's been a good year. I'm lucky. In a situation, I'm a vet myself. I was raised in a military family. I feel for these people. And we need to give back, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah. You know, isn't it funny that the people of this country are better to the vets than the government of our country in the way that we take care of you? And it's shameful, but it's absolutely fixable. And I think we're getting better, but we got to do better. We got to do a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I want to do my part, so I'm happy to help.
All right, brother. Hope for the holidays. Take it over to U.S. Bank and just put it in there, and that puts us completely over the top, all right?
All right, good enough. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right.
How much is there?
So that was $800 originally for the bills, and then that's now $650 for what we were shooting for the kids for Christmas. You were shooting for $5. So you've got both.
And I'm just thinking about our surplus here. So it was really $760. So there's an extra $40 right there. And then how much over the?
You were looking for $500, and we came in with $650.
So there's another $150 on top of that, plus that $40. That's $2. So if we had $210 more, $220 more, we could double up his car payment and get him twice in front of it, and then he could bring his car payment to
us.
Yes. Drake, you want to field this one? Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. This is Greg Bowie. I just like to donate $100 on an Iraq war vet as well, and the story hit really close to home.
Thank you, brother. Did you come home injured?
No, I didn't. I was very lucky.
Beautiful. Well, man, thank you. And most of all, thank you for calling. Because you know, as well as anybody, this is about money, but it's also about a guy hearing that he's not alone, that people do care, that we see him, and that he's valuable.
Absolutely.
All right. U.S.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Give me another. All right. Bill.
Yep.
Bill, can you turn down your radio?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm a retired vet, 25 years. I was a flight medic for 15, and I know what these guys have been through. I want to give them $200.
That's perfect. Just beautiful, man. I can hear the emotion in your voice when you hear him struggle. I mean, being a brother the way you guys are, that the rest of us can't know, that didn't serve.
Yep.
It's hard to hear a guy like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in and I was hard. But now that I'm out, it's hard for me to comprehend what these guys went through.
Man. I love you. Merry Christmas. You are absolutely changing a life.
Thank you.
I gotta do math. How much do you have?
Okay, total we have $1,750. We got right. $800 on the first
we
one.
Got, yeah. We got. Michael.
Yes.
You were listening.
Oh my God.
Hey, man, just take a breath. It's all good. We're all gonna work our way through this.
Oh my word! All right. Thank you so much.
No. Thank you, brother. And here's what we're gonna do, because I don't want you to get behind on your car payment again. We're gonna bring us your car payment, and who it's paid to, and we're gonna make two payments to your car. Bring us your water bill and your gas bill, and we're gonna pay that directly. I'm gonna make sure your kids each have a $250 card, a gift card, so you can go out and Christmas shop for them. Okay, and then our friends at Costantino's Price Chopper, Sunfresh, and Apple Market would like to give you a gift card for $1,000 and
for
food to make sure that you guys have good, fresh food.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas.
Hey.
This is so amazing.
All right, you going to be all right? Is this where you get you where you got to go?
I'm going to be okay. We're going to be fine. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.